Hello, Boston. Congratulations on your World Series victory. Alrighty. Well, we are here, besides celebrating that, we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of a record called Roxy and Elsewhere. Now, some of you are under 40 and have had absolutely no chance to have seen this live before, so that's the good news. You get to see it tonight. So, even though this record is 40 years old, I still think it's from the future. We're going to start off with the very first song. There's a, how old are you? There's a boy right here in the front row. How old are you? You're eight. Have you ever heard the Roxy and Elsewhere record before? First time hearing it. Okay, great. So, he's 8 years old. This first song is dedicated to you. It's called Penguin in Bondage.
Way over on the west side. dancer does the loop across the room. Every time she sees the room, you know it's been a penguin bound down when you hear that terrible scream of the people who are too late.
But you are in for a real treat, Ben.
What are you talking about? Wait a minute. What's going on here? I got two emotions. What are you talking about? Trees.
What I'm talking about is you've been in this killer fog out here too long.
What?
You need something to get up and go to school with.
Wait a minute. You're not talking about no food now. I wasn't born yesterday. You are now full of great. Oh, sweetheart. Now, I do like that dance you're doing, though, and I like sexy hoodies. Let me just get my...
Sheila Gonzalez tries to corrupt Ben Thomas by showing him a lewd dance and suggesting that he smoke a high school diploma.
What? Wait a minute.
Is this thing on?
Oh yeah.
This stuff is expensive.
What are you talking about?
Not only do you get the Dissonance burger, but you get the Red Sox burger as well.
You know it's good. Now come on, try it.
I don't know.
It's really good.
It is? I don't know. What do you think, guys? That Red Sox burger is pretty good. Well?
Have I ever lied to you? Have I ever seen you before?
You know, I don't even know what that is, and you're telling me to smoke it?
Look, just before we smoke the tapes of
the band. Smoke the tapes?
Smoke the tapes of your group.
I think I'd rather dance.
You can really get off, man. Hey, let's try a joint of this.
What?
A joint.
Joint? You mean like a house of blues? This kind of joint place.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, but nah, man, where you been and living? Messina?
Nope, I've been living in Nantucket.
The evil dope pusher is cutting up a white gym sock, formerly owned by Carl Zappa, and still damp.
What?
The shredded sock will be placed inside of a high school diploma and ignited with a sulfur preparation. His first taste of big city life.
The roast of this is really gonna be good, so I'll save it.
Gentlemen. amaze you. Keep your eye on him. I think he's got it.
Thank you.
much, everybody. Right. The next song we're going to play for you is about cheap monster movies. Now, my dad absolutely loves watching cheap monster movies. The cheaper, the better. And we used to watch some pretty bad ones. He loved just checking out all the epic failures that happen, you know, where you see things on screen that you're not supposed to see, like the background of the set just like falling apart, or, you know, the strings on the giant spider and that kind of thing. So that's what this whole song is about. We're going to play for it. It's called Cheapness.
Oh,
such a fool. I just can't believe you are such a fool. Oh, get sick from watching my TV. I've been checking out the news till my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that
every day
is just another rotten mess.
So tough.
And when it's gonna change my fate is anybody's game. So I'm watching and I'm waiting.
Take a turn.
It's all fast, fast, fast.
Thank you very much, Boston.
All right. Some of you may know that the tango, which is not a very popular dance anymore, was at one time reputed to be a dance of unbridled passion. Well, those days are probably gone forever, with one exception. That exception is here tonight in Boston, because right here, live on stage, we're going to bring back the passion of the tango. That's because we are going to play the bebop tango, which is actually a perverted tango. And at some point, we will be inviting members of the audience to join us on stage to participate in a tango event. Now, here's the deal. Let me make this very clear. Only the invited members of the audience will be allowed on the stage. Please do not rush the stage or include yourself if you are not invited, because that will be problematic for everyone, okay? Let's keep that very, very clear, and we will move on with the song. And you will be invited when I say it's your time. This is a hard one to play.
Thank you.
Ben Thomas has just completed some form of a trombone solo based upon the idea of the long tango event. Now, he's going to warm up the important muscles, the muscles of the body, in preparation for a dance he'd like to demonstrate. This is something that's very important, because he will show you what the kind of moves we are looking for on the stage in just a little bit. And he hopes that this dance will sweep the ocean, much like the mud shark. He's going to get some assistance from Chris, who's going to play something that resembles jazz.
Jazz, man. No, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, this is...
Jazz is not dead, it just smells funny. Now here's the deal. Chris is going to play the melody of the bebop tango. He's going to sing it and play it at the same time. He's going to dismember it. He is going to play it in a funny way that breaks up the little fast notes. And he's going to cause Ben to dance every time he puts his fingers on the keys. That will also be your job when you get invited on the stage. So hit it, Chris. I want you to come up on the stage. This gentleman in the white shirt here will get some help from our security staff. Hey, there you go. There's one guy. We're gonna get this guy over here. Come on over, don't trip on these wires. Be careful. Alright, so we got this guy, he's coming up on the stage. Alright. I'm gonna start with the youngest folks here, okay? Now, I need your names. What's your name? That's Jack. And what's your name? Aaron. Okay. So, first of all, congratulate their parents on bringing them to this show. Very nicely done. All right. Now, I expect you were probably trying to pay attention. You're only going to dance to the funny little fast notes, right? Okay. Now, you, Jack and Aaron, what I want to see is the youthful exuberance. I want you guys to go nuts. Just go absolutely crazy when you hear the crazy notes, okay? Ready? Chris, hit them. Give them some encouragement. Audition. Come on, keep going. He's got some twisty leg action. It's pretty good. Yes. Alright. Hey. Very nice. Jack and Aaron. Excellent job. Excellent job. Okay. Please take your seats again. Get back in there. And hopefully the security guys can help you guys get back to your spot. Alright, and now, we're going to step this up a notch, because I have a feeling that there's some ladies in the audience. Oh, hey, how about the lady in the Zappa t-shirt, that one, and the other, her friend, too. Yeah, you guys, come on up. We're going to get these ladies to come on up.
Come on down. You're the Mexican tip.
Couple of ladies. I wonder what brings these ladies to a show like this.
What's a girl like?
Alright, I'm gonna need your names. again? Carol. Okay, so you guys have heard the instructions, right? All right, so you're only gonna dance to the funny little fast notes, right? I'll dance with you. All right, hold on.
Oh, this is unprecedented.
Just to the funny little fast notes, okay? Hit him, Chris. Chance, because we're going to turn on the big lights. Yeah, come on, let's see the people in the audience. All right, hello, Boston. Ready? Here's what we need from you. I need you to link your minds with the mind of Chris Norton. And when he plays the funny little fast notes, we want to see you guys all wiggle about and have fun with the bebop tango. Okay? Hit it, Chris. Come on, you guys, let's see some more. Come on, it's Boston. You guys won the World Series. Come on, we're going out of it.
Hey, let's get it going now.
Come on. Right, very nicely done, Boston. I hope you enjoyed participating in the Bebop Tango this evening. We're going to finish this song up and then play some more songs. Okay, let's do it.
Thank you.
this next song, and it's a song that was named after a cookie. All right, just make sure that we're ready for this one. Okay.
Daisy with the color of gold.
So it started as a drum solo, and then afterwards, there was a melody written. Yes, it is called the Black Page, but it is called the Black Page because when you see all the notes on the page, it's very dense. It looks like it's a black page because of all the notes. And most musicians are very, very frightened by this page. And I assume there are some musicians, you know, who go to some, there's some kind of college here, like, what's it called?
Berkeley!
I'm sure some of you have seen charts and have had horrible nightmares about having to play on a recital or something. But anyway, the name of the song is The Black Page. I'm going to play it for you, and that is the drum solo, and then we'll play the melody afterwards so you can see how the whole thing came together. Brian Brown, take it away. That's like your teenage solo that you had to learn. Like, I learned Eruption, you probably learned.
I had to learn the solo from Wayne.
Yeah, all right. Perfect.
And all the Spandau Ballet and Hall & Oates, actually.
Oh, hell no.
Ready? One.
Two. That's a really great song. I'm going to go with that.
Here's the deal.
We're gonna play a song that still has kind of a Halloween flavor because that's still kind of in the air. The torture in the air.
Thank you.
crazy. Created, and a dungeon just like a sin requires my heart reminding of everything that's ever been. Look at her.
You okay?
they piss me off. No offense.
Well, who were you hoping would win?
The other guys, you know, I don't know, anyone but them. Those birds. Those red birds. Yeah, the teeth.
Okay.
But, then I went to this parade, right? And it was really cute. They had lots of food and stuff, and it was kind of cute, but I was still cheering for the other team, you know? And then I went to the CBC show.
Yeah.
And you, in fact.
Yeah.
Got these two hippies on stage, Megan and Carol.
Oh, hippies.
Total hippies.
Well, they were good smelling hippies.
Well, that's nice. They probably could breathe themselves before they came up here. But still, outside, I just wanted to get a dog from Fenway Park.
Right.
They wouldn't let me get one.
So what happened?
Because I was cheering for the other team, you know. So they beat me up.
Oh, okay. So that's why
you
have...
they shot me.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. But I did okay.
Okay, well, good.
And I wanted to buy some memorabilia. You know, actually, I wanted some free memorabilia. But they just said, you know, if you do not pay... And I wanted it for free. Computer collectors. It'll make you so crazy, and it'll make you pay for the memorabilia, that your head will go through the ceiling. Seriously, guys, that's what I'm doing.
souls. Open up to the right souls. Open up to the right souls.
Yeah.
We're gonna play a song that is from the ship arriving too late to save a drowning witch. This one is a very crazy sounding song because it has a vocal that's purposely hideously out of tune. So please enjoy the song, which is called I Come From Nowhere.
Thank you.
We have a limited amount of time left here, so we're gonna play a song that I'm pretty sure you'll all know. Just have to get a little bit more in tune. Okay. Beat that guitar up pretty bad. Alright. So we're gonna play this one for you. It's called Cosmic Debris.
Everything goes shows you got there.
You know, you can make more money as an umpire in many ways. So don't you waste your time on me.
Thank you, everybody, once again. Good night.